Let's say you have two Kohen Gadol. One's a Kohen Gadol because he had the Shemen HaMishkah. One's a Kohen Gadol because he had the Shemen HaMishkah. And one's because of Meruba Begadim. Meruba Begadim, that means after they stopped using the Shemen HaMishkah. That was when they were Nigna the Shemen HaMishkah, Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu was gone as the Shemen HaMishkah. So from then on, when they made a Kohen Gadol, he was only from Ruba Begadim, son who was wearing the eighth Begadim. So you have these two Kohen Gadols here. One was a Shemen Meshuach, and then he got finished, and then the next door was taken over a Kohen Gadol that only had a Ruba Begadim. The question is, like, how do you have both of them? So Tayyazet Chazavim Taima, Imari Yachi Yom Kippur, Lehoi Lelikreis, Ruba Begadim, Elishavar. So he says, the case is, we're talking about in Yom Kippur itself. For loy lekavri and l'talt loy mecham l'tzeil. But some of the shayla was, they had a Kohen Gadol that was Meshuach. They had a Kohen Gadol that was first appointed. They had then the Shemen HaMishkah. And then that year, let's say, Yeshayahu was gone out the Shemen HaMishkah. So now, let's say on that year, the Kohen Gadol became a Balkeri. So locher is, they have to appoint another Kohen Gadol to take over. So the second Kohen Gadol did not have the Shemen HaMishkah. He was only a Kohen Gadol because of the Meruba Begadim. So the question is, now you have these two Kohen Gadols. One has the Kedusha that was anointed by Shemen, and the second one now only has the Maila that is a Kohen Gadol because he's wearing the eighth Begadim. So now they're both walking down the road, and there's a Mace Mitzvah there. Which one of these two people should take care of the Mace Mitzvah? Meshuach, the Shemen HaMishkah, Adif. The Churit says what? This is Poshid, that the Kohen Gadol that was once appointed by Shemen, he's more Choshev. The Yilu Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishkah. Because the Kohen Gadol that was appointed by the Shemen HaMishkah, they poured Shemen over him, is maybe Parhavua Kol HaMitzvahs. The Lachar is, if he does one of the Chet, if he does not favor that he was Moira HaLacha, he like taught the Lachas Barabim, and other people want to do the Averas, so Lachar is, his Chet is, he has to bring a special Korbin, a par, he has to bring a special par of Bar Kol HaMitzvahs. That's the loss of a Kohen Gadol of a Shemen Meshuach. Ma'ashenkein v'ilu meruba begodim. If you have a Kohen Gadol that only has the Chshivas, the time he was appointed with the meruba begodim, that he wears more begodim than the other ones, he wears the eight begodim, is ain't maybe Meshuach, ain't maybe, he doesn't have to bring a special korban like a par, but rather brings the regular korban that any other person brings. But Hashem, Meruba Begadim doesn't bring a special par. For him, it doesn't say Chsiv par Hakohen HaMeshuach. It only says Chsiv par Hakohen HaMeshuach. But after Meshuach, only a Kohen Gadol that had Meshich has to bring a special par. On a Helam Davashel Tzibur. Ma'ashenkin, other Kohen Gadol brings like anybody else, doesn't bring a special power. So therefore, a Kohen Gadol that had the Shemen HaMishkah, he's more chashuv. So he should not touch the Meis Mitzvah, let rather the other Kohen Gadol touch the Meis Mitzvah. What about Meshuach She'ovar or Meruba Begodim? What about we have a Kohen Gadol that was appointed with the Shemen HaMishkah, but Shavar, he finished his term, he's not doing Gavoyder anymore. And the next Kohen Gadol they appointed, they didn't have any more Shemen HaMishkah, so Stam, he was appointed, the fact that he's wearing is eight begodim. So which one of these two people now should touch the Meis Mitzvah? So Gemara says, Meruba Begodim Odif. The Meruba Begodim, he's more Choshev. Why? The Meruba Begodim of an Avoyder. Because he does the Avoida now. He's the Kohen Gadol to do the Avoida. So he should not touch the Meis Mitzvah. But the Ilu Meshuach Shavar, but the other Kohen Gadol, even though he was first appointed with the Shemen HaMishkah, but he finished his term, he's not doing the Avoida anymore. La Bar Avoidahu. He's not a Bar Avoida, so therefore he's the one that should touch the Meis Mitzvah, not the other Kohen. What about in the case, let's say, Ovar Machmas Kerov? The Ovar Machmas Mumay. Let's say we had a Kohen Gadol that now he become a Balkeri on Yom Kippur. So he can't do the Avoida today. We appoint another Kohen Gadol. And let's say you had another Kohen Gadol that was taken off because he had a Baal Mum, he became a Baal Mum. So therefore he can't do the Avoida either. So now which one of these two should touch the Meis Mitzvah? So where it says, Pshita, that Ovar Machmas Keriov Odif, that the Kohen Gadol that only became Possel because he became a Balkeri, So he's more choshev, he should not touch the meis mitzvah. But that the other one that was taken off because of the mum. The yilu hai chazi le'avoyde le'mocher. The kohen gadol that became a balkeri. So lachar is that day he's tummy, he can't do the avoyde, okay? But the next day after he becomes tohor, he'll go back to do the avoyde. Mashen kein v'yilu ovar machmas mumai. But a kohen gadol that was taken off because he has a mum on his body, le'chazi le'avoyde. He's not going to be fit to do the avoyder anymore. And there are two types of mums. There's a mum kavua, that stays permanent, so he'll never be able to come back. Or even if there's a mum ovar, that means a mum that goes away later, but calls him on it didn't heal up, he can't do the avoyder, takes longer. So therefore the kohen gadol, that will be able to do the avoyder tomorrow, it's only today he's about carry, he's more chashiv. So he should not touch the meis mitzvah, but rather let the other kohen gadol that was over because of mumai, let him touch the meis mitzvah. So the pshat is all these cases are pshita. All these cases we understand, there's no doubt. This is the way it should be. Now the Gemara says, Iboilihu. But I have a question like this. Iboilihu, Meshuach Muchama Usigan, Hai Minayi Wadif. Again, you have a kohen that was appointed to the Meshuach Muchama. It's a type of a kohen gadol that he's appointed to go out by the Muhammad by the fighting. He's the kohen gadol b'shas the Muhammad. And what about you have the Sagan? The Sagan is like a second in charge. That's like we have a kohen gadol, and there's a second one in charge appointed that Luyitsuy, if something happens to the kohen gadol, the Sagan, the second one in charge, takes over. That's called the Sagan. The Sagan means like he's second in charge. He doesn't do anything right now. It's only if the kohen gadol becomes a balkeri or something happens that he can't do the avodah, then we let the segan do the avodah. So you have these two people now walking down the road. They both have an issa not to touch a mace, but a mace mitzvah smuta. Which one of these two should touch the mace mitzvah? Should the kohen gadol that's a meshuach muhammad that's appointed b'davka to be b'shas the muhammad, or should the kohen gadol that's appointed the segan, the second in charge? So the Gemara says, Akan minayi wadif. So the Gemara says, Meshuach mecham adif. This is this part of the question. One way is that Meshuach mecham adif, the special kohen that was appointed to be the head, v'shasta mecham, v'shasta the war, he's more chashuv to chazi l'mecham, because right now he's fit. It's v'shasta mecham, he's the kohen there, he does the avoida. It's called tzorchi rabim like. He keeps the rabim going, v'shasta mecham. Or doma maybe, segan adif. The Sagan, true, right now he doesn't do anything, but he's there that if something happens to the main kohen gadol, that he can't do the avodah, so the Sagan would take over, and who do the avodah? So maybe he's more choshev, because it's possible for him to do the avodah. Whereas the Meshuach Muhammad doesn't do any special avodah. His whole thing is that he goes out to Muhammad, and he's mechazik, the people of Shasta war. So which one of these two is better? So Toshima, come and bring your proof. Tetanya, we learned. Ein bein Meshuach Muhammad Lisagan. There's no difference between these two types of Kohanim. Whether he's a special Kohen that was appointed for the Muhammad, or whether he's a Sagan, he's second in charge. Ela, what's the only difference? Clearly, Shimhoyo Mahalchim Maderech. If both of these two people were walking down the road, Umotzu Meis Mitzvah, and they bumped into now a Meis Mitzvah, there's a mace lying there on the floor that nobody's going to take care of him. So that's called the mace mitzvah, that both of them have the heter to take care. But if you don't need both to take care, so why should both do it? Let only one. The question is, which one should do it? That Yitma Meshuach Melchama, we tell the kohen that was appointed for the Melchama, he should go take care of this mace mitzvah, and V'al Yitama Sagan. But we should not let the Sagan touch the mace mitzvah. Now since the Sagan may be needed to do the Avodah, in case the kohen gadol becomes a balkeri, they can't do the Avodah, the Sagan will have to take over. Therefore we want rather the Sagan always to be Tahor. So we don't let the Sagan touch the Meis Mitzvah, but rather we let the Meshuach Muhammad let him touch the Meis Mitzvah. So tell you this, Akash, even though other Gemaras say that there are a lot of differences between the Meshuach Muhammad and the Sagan. So tell you the answer is that the Vaday Tuvimil Ika, there are a lot of differences. the Meshuach Mechama Chama Misgan, that of course the Meshuach Mechama, he has more special halachis than this Gan does. But here's just Tani Kula Kuli Katani. Here we only want to says the Kulis. Din Kulish in Hegas and Meshuach Mechama Shatinik Visgan. Just want to say this is like the only Kula that we find by the Meshuach Mechama over this Gan. If they're both walking down the street, that's the halacha, the Meshuach Mechama, he should touch the Meis Mitzvah, and not this again. So the Gemara of Tanya Megalernd, Meshuach Mechama Koydul Mezgan, I will learn someplace else the opposite, that the special Koyin that was appointed for the Mechama, he's Koydul Mezgan. Here it's a case if they're both drowning. It's a question which one to save. So he's supposed to save the Kohen that's appointed for the Mechama before you save the Kohen of the Sagan. So who will we see the Kohen of Meshuach Mechama is more Choshev? So if so, why should he touch the Meis Mitzvah? The Chur the Lacha should be is that the Sagan, he should touch the Meis Mitzvah. So the Marin says, Oma Mazutra. The Mazutra answers there's no Stira. Lin Yinach Yosei, if it's a question to keep them alive, which one to save first, which one to go after to save, so then the svar is Meshuach Muhammadif. We're supposed to go and try and save the kain that's appointed for the Muhammad. My time, what's the reason? To tell you by Rabin. Because the Rabin needs him. Like Meshach Muhammad, Meshach the finding, it's a big sakana. So the kain that's appointed for the Meshuach Muhammad, he's mechazik them. He keeps them going. He's mespala for them then. So he's sorcha Rabin. The Rabin needs this special kain, Meshach the Muhammad. So if it's a question, which one is drowning like? Which one to save first? If you only save one of them, which one should you save first? That's together, Meshuach Mechama, he's more chashuv. Like Klal Yisrael needs him more, he's called Tzorcha Rabin. But Megei Power question, where both of them are walking down the road, and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah, and we only need one of them to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. So which one of these two Kohanim should become Tomei to touch the Meis Mitzvah? Well, then you're Tumma, then the Svar is Sagan Adif. You'll get to Tumma, which one should stay Tor? The Sagan is more important to stay Tor. Because it's possible, and in Kippur, let's say, the Kohen Gadol may become a Balkeri, and then we're going to need this Sagan to do the Avoida. So it's more important that he should stay Tor in order that he should be able to do the Avoida rather than the Kohen Meshuach Mechama. Because even my sister becomes Tumma, the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he can still do his Inyan. To go to the Mechama, he can still go. Mashaykh, if the Sagan becomes Tamei, he can't do the Avodah. So therefore, again, Hilchos Tuma, it's more of a Svara, the Sagan, the Kohen that's second in charge, that may do the Avodah, he should remain Tahor, and would rather let the Kohen, Meshuach Mechama, let him take care of the Meis Mitzvah. But here they're both staying alive. But if it's a question that one may go, which one should we save, then Avada, the Kohen, Meshuach Mechama, he comes first. You're right. What's the purpose? Why do we appoint a Sagan, like the second in charge? Why is he second in charge to the Kohen Gadol? Because if something happens to the Kohen Gadol, they can't do the Avodah, he's already nichnas from Meshamesh Tachtov, that he's the one to take over. I mean, the Kohen Gadol had special avodah to do every single day. He brought the Keteris every single day. There was a mincha, special mincha, he brought every single day. So if anything happened to the Kohen Gadol that he can't do his avodah, so then the locker of the Sagan takes over. So that's why the Sagan, again, to Tuma, is more important to us. He should always remain Tor and let the Meshuach Mechama let him touch the Meis Mitzvah. So Mar says, now, Ad Kan up until now in our Mishnah, Loi Pligi Yela, the Kohen Gadol v'Nozir. Our Mishnah brings down to Machlokes if you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir walking down the road together and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah. So to Machlokes, which one of them should take care of the Meis Mitzvah and which one should say to her? That's the Machlokes. Avol Chad Chad, but let's say only one of them was going down the road, either a Kohen Gadol or else a Nazir, going down by himself, Lechudei, Baret Muya Inun. That both of them have the heter to touch a Meis Mitzvah. Even though both of them have an Isra not to touch a Meis, a Kohen Gadol can't be metamet to any Meis, not even to his Krovim. Who was in a Nozir is not allowed to touch any Meis, not even his Krovim. But a Meis Mitzvah, that's different. They're both allowed to take care of a mace mitzvah. So the question is now, minor hanemili. How do we know this? How do we know when Kohen Gadol and a Nozir both have a heter to touch a mace mitzvah? So Tana Rabbanan was learned like this. The pasuk says, Al kol nashos mace lo yavoy. Says the Kohen Gadol cannot touch any mace. A lashon rabim like Al kol nashos mace lo yavoy. The question is, the mahakosim medaber. What is this pasuk talking about that tells us the Kohen Gadol can't touch a mace? If it's talking about a person that's not a korah for the Kohen Gadol, not one of his mishpacha, stam arochak, a stranger like, kal v'chaymu, I need a posik, I know from a kal v'chaymu. Oma kohen hedjit, ma dech a regular kohen, shum mitama the kraven. There the Torah gave a heter, a kohen is allowed to be mitama to his father, to his mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, sister. To the seventh kraven he could be mitama. Still, the locher is ainah metamal or rechaykim. A kohen is not allowed to touch. Go near a rochok, a stranger. He can't go to the mace. Is kohen gadol sheainah metamal or kravim? A kohen gadol that has no heter to be metama, even to his own father and mother, is ainah din sheainah metamal or rechaykim? Isn't it for sure that a kohen gadol should not be allowed to touch a rochok, a stranger? So why do I need the pasuk al kol nashris mace layavoy? Shita kohen gadol can't touch mace. Elo the kroivim akosim medaber. The pasuk is talking about that even his kroivim, heis al kol nashos meis, means even a korov, even his brother, even his sister, even his son, his daughter, a kohen gadol cannot be metama. So the Gemara is so uliyaviv who diyed metama ha metama ula meis mitzvah. If so, why does the pasuk speak out clearly uliyaviv? It says al kol nashos meis la yavov la yavoyim.